Hallelujah. And this time around, we are going to move on to feed on the word. As we are navigating through the theme of this month, setting a positive example in God's covenant, today I know we will go back with one word that is going to transform our lives. And we are going to welcome our preacher of today, Sister Gemma, who is right here with us, to bring to us the word of God. Put your hands together for her.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so much. Again, thank you for giving me this opportunity. Promises, promises, promises. What do we mean by promises? Promise. Promise is a declaration that one will do or refrain from doing anything. It is a declaration to you, to anyone else, that we have to claim it. Amen? Promises are the reason that we are expecting for something. Amen? So, do you have promises? Did you receive promises from your spouse, from your friends, from our loved ones? When was the last time that you received promises? Those who have just got married, you give your vow. Those are promises. Yes? Amen. Did you receive promises from your parents that they will send you to school? And you are expecting. Yeah? It made us push to go more and more. Do good in our school, in our studies, because our parents promise us, if you are going to pass this year, I'll send you to the university. Those are promises. But are there also times that promises are broken? Were there times in your life that promises were broken? And what happened to you? Of course, we are devastated. We're disappointed. We're not happy. We don't want to continue anymore. Yeah? My husband promised he will be with me all throughout, but he left me. My parents promised that they will send me to school, but they are not sending me to school. Or my friends promised that we'll be together all through this year of schooling or what, but she left me. So broken promises is also not good. Yes? We have this Filipino saying, pangakong napapako. That means broken promises. Pangakong napapangako is promise. Napapako, broken. We usually say that when promises are broken. Pangakong napapako. But our God's promises are always yes and amen. Amen? So do not put your trust on people, but put your trust in God. Listen to the promise of God in your life. Next slide, please. Amen? Yes, tell your neighbor, listen to God. Ask God for promises, for he will never fail. Amen? But what should we do to see the fulfillment of these promises to come true in our lives? Let us all stand for a while for the reading of the word. Let us read Luke chapter 2, verse 25 to 30. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation. Let us pray. Abba, Father, we thank you for this opportunity to listen to your word, O God. And Father, we are nothing without you. Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot do anything. And so, Holy Spirit, we invite you, take over the preaching of the word of God, and everyone will say, Amen. Please, you can sit now. So today's topic is an example of faithfulness and devotion as a guarantee to see the fulfillment of God's promise. So, we have in our reading an example of faithfulness and devotion. And he saw the fulfillment of God's promise in his life. And that is our brother Simeon. So we know in the reading of the word that Simeon is a just and devout man. He is a righteous man. He is a faithful man. And he is a devout man. He waited. He was steadfast. He was saying, the Lord promised me that I will not die until I see the salvation, until I see Jesus. So he stayed steadfast. What our reading was saying about Simeon is that he is full of the Holy Spirit. Yes? So Simeon is full of the Holy Spirit, as we read it in verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of the Spirit of Israel, and the Holy Spirit is upon him. What is the secret while waiting for the fulfillment of the promise of God in our lives? The Holy Spirit. Amen? So he waited. The Holy Spirit helps him wait. Okay? So Simeon received the promise. When did Simeon receive the promise? He received it. We can read it in verse 26. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit. Okay, for a moment, can you just think of the promises God has given you through the Holy Spirit? How are you receiving those promises? Of course, it's from the Word of God. Amen? And it's the Holy Spirit who helps us understand. I remember one time when I was just a newly born again Christian in Saudi Arabia. I received the Lord Jesus Christ while working in Saudi Arabia, the place you are not allowed to sing, you are not allowed to worship, you are not allowed to share the Word of God. But I received the Lord Jesus Christ when I was working in Saudi Arabia. And I was reading Psalm 91 verse 14. Because he loves me, I will lift him up. Those words had a rhema in my heart that every time I read that word, I will cry. So I said, Lord, I receive this. That was 2007, but I was working as an ordinary nurse there. My salary then was only $300 by then. I was in Saudi Arabia, 2019. Sorry, I'm calculating. 1996, 97, 98. I was in Saudi Arabia. So I received that word. And every time I read this verse, I would cry. Psalm 91, verse 14. So I worked from Saudi Arabia. I went home. There's still no fulfillment of the word that I received. And then in 2010, I met a young prophetess in the Philippines. And he was telling me, the Lord is telling me to tell you this, that because you love him, he will lift you up. I cried again. I said, Lord, I remember this very verse. You told me this when I was in Saudi Arabia. That's 2010. Praise the Lord. And 2013, finally, I received the fulfillment when I was given a post in MONUSCO. They said, I will be the head nurse of MONUSCO Clinic. But when I arrived in Kinshasa, somebody is seated already there as head nurse. I said, Lord, someone is sitting there. So it's not my post. But then after 3 months, they sent me to Entebbe. That was the fulfillment of that word. So how long it take for me? Very long. But I continued believing the same as our brother Simeon. Amen? So how about you? How did you receive the promises of God in your life? If you are not reading the Word of God, then you are not receiving anything. Yeah? You can see the promise of God here in the Bible. Not from your neighbor, unless he is a prophetess of the Lord has spoken to him and telling you this. But I'm telling you, Get all God's promises in this word and claim it and wait for it to be fulfilled by the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen? Amen? Are you all here with me? Amen. So, what was Simeon doing? Waiting. I know waiting is hard. Yeah? In the waiting period, this is a very difficult time. The waiting time. But our brother Simeon waited. Amen? Waiting between God's promise and the fulfillment of the promise of God is a very hard time. No? It will develop patience. It will increase your faith. That if you keep believing. Amen? Waiting between God's promise and fulfillment. Does God always require a lengthy gap between promise and fulfillment? Not always. There are promises that are right away given to you, but there are promises that you have to wait for the perfect time of God. So of course, I know, like me, I would like to have it fulfilled right away. When I receive the word, Lord, I want you to fulfill it right now, 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 in Jesus' name. You fight for in your prayer. But the Lord said, He is faithful. The Lord said, I am faithful. All my promises are yes and amen. But our part is to wait. Amen? Okay. So, Simeon might be old. The Bible, actually, the passages that we have read, it's not saying that Simeon was old. It never mentioned. He might be very young and he might be old, no? While waiting. But what we know in the Word of God is that his personal promise from God was fully kept. That is what we know in the passages that we have read just now. But the passages didn't say that he is very old and he didn't say that he is young. Amen? Are you with me? Okay, so what happened during the waiting time? What happened to you during the waiting time? Are you keeping the faith? Are you saying, yes, 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 it will come to pass. The Lord promised me I'm going to have a job, a good job. It will come to pass. I keep my faith. I believe it. Okay? Or are you continually hoping because it's been 10 years since the promise and until now it's not fulfilled? Are you expecting every day? Maybe it's today. Are we obeying every word of God? Because maybe it's there already, but you are not obeying. You are not stepping on the promise. You keep on just expecting, waiting, but you are not obeying every word of God. Because every promise has instructions. Amen? Or you're feeling frustrated, disappointed. You're tired of waiting. Lord, I'm already 30 years old. The man that you promised has not come for women. Lord, I have been waiting for my missing rib for men. Remember, women are we are the missing rib of our husband to be. No? So Lord, I've waited for the missing rib, but until now, I'm already 35 years old. I still did not see her. Or have you been waiting for that promise until now? Have you been murmuring, Lord, when are you going to give it to me? When is the fulfillment? Remember, your attitude in the waiting time is very important. Our brother Simeon maintained his faithfulness. He was so devoted. He was listening to the Holy Spirit. Are we like that? What are we doing during the waiting time? Are we like our brother Simeon, who was so faithfully waiting, who was so devoted to the Lord? Simeon heard and obeyed God. So this very verse in verse 27, so he came by the Spirit into the temple. So that means Simeon wasn't really coming to the temple every day. Maybe he was just doing his job every day, doing things every day. But when the Holy Spirit told him, go to the temple, he obeyed. And that is the very time that he received the promise. The fulfillment of the promise was there. So are you waiting and listening to God instruction. Simeon saw the fulfillment of the promise. He took verse 28 to 33 of Luke chapter 2. He went to the temple and he saw Jesus. He took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, "Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word." Remember, according to your word. So maybe you're just making your own promises. You're just making it up from in your mind. Remember, it's important that you receive the word and you receive the promise from God. Amen? And so you put your faith in that promise so you will not be disappointed. Amen? So that we will not be disappointed. Simeon's reply was, "You are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word." This response from Simeon seems like he's about to die. Maybe he's already old, or maybe he was sick, because the passage did not say that he was old or he was young. I'm just trying to think outside the box. Maybe when he was saying this, he was already very old. But even a young man who would be able to call his life fulfilled, having seen the Lord's promise. So these words is not only for old men. It's not necessary that we have to wait for ages for the promises of God. Even young people can receive the promise of God, and the Lord can fulfill it in your life, young people. Even to the young children, not only to the old. Amen? So as you see this picture, which of them do you think has a fulfilling life or has fulfilled the promise of God in his life or in their life? Both. Thank you. So it can be you, if you're already aged, or you're already 60 or above. Continue believing for the promise of God in your life. Whatever it is, maybe the Lord promised you long life. Maybe the Lord promised you grandchildren. Maybe the Lord promised you good health. Whatever it is, for young children, for young people, maybe God has promised you a good job. Amen. Hallelujah. A house, beautiful house for your family. For those who are studying, the Lord has maybe promised you to finish your university, even if your parents is not able to send you because of finances, but the Lord is able to provide. Amen? As if you're not happy. Where are the young people in this place? Can I see hands, young people? Maybe we're all old. Hallelujah, thank you. Young people. Young people, put up your hands. The Lord is here. The Lord sees you. Amen. When I was still young, when I say young people, I would even stand. Yay, I am one. The Lord sees your desire. Did you receive the promise of God? Young people, I challenge you. Go to prayer. Write down the promise of God in your life. Write it down. Do not stop praying until you receive it. Amen? For us who are already old, I'm already old, I'm 56 years old, I still keep receiving promises from my Lord, from my God. I still keep adding, though I'm already old. Okay? Because God's promises are for all of us who believe. Amen? Praise the Lord. Okay, so while waiting, what are we going to do while waiting? The waiting time is very important. What are we going to do during the waiting time? I know others, especially the young people. Sorry, I always keep on talking to the young people. They're so bored. They don't want to wait. Even if you tell them, wait for a while, they will not wait. Tell them, can you just wait for a while in your house? When you go to their house, they're not there anymore. They're out. They're bored. No? So the waiting period is very important. As our brother Simeon did, he waited in the Lord. In prayer. Okay? So, Continue believing that God who promised is faithful. Amen? Continue believing that He is faithful. He answered my prayer. He has not yet fulfilled His promise in my life now, but I believe He will do because He is faithful. And all His promises are yes and amen. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? Amen. Hallelujah. And while we are waiting, let us not grow weary while doing good. For in due time, we will reap the reward. Amen. Praise God. And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 13, but as for you, brethren, do not grow weary in doing good. Continue doing good to your neighbors, to the people around you, to your friends, to your classmates, to anyone that you meet every day. Continue doing good while waiting for the fulfillment of the promise of God. Amen. Children of God, brethren, are you encouraged today? Let us continue doing good. And let us hear and obey. This is also important. Hear and obey. In Luke chapter 11, 28. So, but he said, more than that, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. So I know, I believe that you have been receiving God's promises in your life while you are reading the Bible, but you are not keeping it. You are not hearing it. So start hearing and obeying every word of God. What, how did Simon receive the fulfillment? Because he was listening to the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit said, go to the temple, now he went there. And finally, he received the fulfillment. So you, my brothers and sisters, you have been waiting and you're wondering what happened. Maybe it already came, but you were not listening. Listen, hear, and obey. Amen? Praise God. Are we all encouraged? Amen. So I'm now going to my conclusion. The conclusion is from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10 to 11, 10 to 12. I believe that it is an encouragement for all of us. Can we all read them together? 1, 2, 3, go. For God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward His name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end, until you receive that promise. Verse 12, that you do not become sluggish. You do not become sluggish, meaning you don't want to go anymore. You don't want to live anymore. So do not be sluggish. But, let's read together, but imitate those through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hallelujah. Amen. Can you see the person beside you? Can you look at the person beside you? Or let us all look at, all eyes to Pastor Joshua. All eyes to Pastor Joshua. Let us imitate Pastor Joshua. He has been faithful in doing the work of God. He never stops. Okay? Can you see the look at the person beside you? Can you say that, can I imitate this person? Yes. Because if he is or she is not here today, that means he stopped. Amen? So let us all imitate those brothers and sisters who have walked like our brother Simeon. Amen? May the Lord bless everyone.
Can we appreciate the preacher of the word once again? Put your hands together for her, sister. Waiting between God's promises. Sister Jema said, Pangakong napapako. No broken promises. Dilisha, salamat kayo. So I'm not speaking Filipinos, just thanking her for the words. God bless you, sister. So tell someone, I will wait with the right attitude and will listen to God's instructions. Hallelujah. tell someone, I will wait with the right attitude and will listen to God's instruction. Hallelujah. God sees your desires. Do not stop praying. Start hearing and listening to the Holy Spirit the same way Simeon did, and he was just and devoted. In Jesus' name.